Senator Kirsten Gillibrand joined Congressmember Claudia Tenney at a Utica senior center Monday to introduce a bill to fight elderly fraud. They say as many as 10,000 people in New York are scammed each year. WAER's Chris Bolt has the details.
How about $3.5 million stolen from seniors in the Mohawk Valley each year by scammers? And Senator Kirsten Gillibrand warns the scams come in ways to fool and frighten.
The IRS is calling. You haven't paid your taxes. You made a mistake on your taxes. Nobody thinks they get their taxes perfect. So everybody's like, oh, did I? Yes, you did. And you owe $2,000. And if you don't pay today, we're sending the FBI to your door and you'll be arrested in front of your neighbors. That has worked.
What's also worked is phone calls, pretending to be a grandchild in trouble, asking for bail money or money to fix a car. A further issue, says Utica Mayor Robert Palmieri, is that the victims of the crimes don't report them.
Sometimes, as a senior, they may not because they're embarrassed. But if you, as a daughter or a caregiver, it's important for you to contact the law enforcement to let them know so we could put our handle on it. Because a lot of times what will happen is that not only are they making the phone calls, but they could be right out in front scoping the area.
If police agencies knew, they could work together on rooting out the scammers. That's one of the things Gillibrand's bill would do to help state police and federal agencies' cyber crimes units. Her measure would also create a hotline for reporting, require banks, senior centers, or other agencies to report the crimes, and provide resources for education.
That's what the bill does. It basically makes it easier to track these crimes, prevent these crimes, and provide resources so organizations that care about our seniors can be more effective in preventing these crimes from happening.
Senator Gillibrand is now looking for a Republican co-sponsor to hasten the bill through Congress. Chris Bolt, WAER News.